Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Whoa.
Look out.
Wow.
You know what that was.
Want me to take it?
Carver and Lisi with you. Yeah, it's been a long, long couple days. That was a tough one right there. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Just didn't have it tonight at the start. We'll have to try again in the second hour and see if we can get things cooking by then. As you know, it is, you know, Joe, sometimes that happens. I just went out with the wife for a meal, and I came running in to make sure that we were here to start the show. Maybe I should have let you start the show right there.
Consummate professional.
Probably would have been in better shape.
Now you ate so big last night that you took the family out with all those dingers you hit. Big night for you last night. You ate
last
fat.
Last night was a good night.
And we just
actually rang the bell with that Tyler, don't call me Tommy Soderstrom from the A's, who just hit one against the White Sox. Tyler, don't call me Tommy Soderstrom, just hit a homer for the A's in the first inning.
Yeah, 3-3. 3-3 in that game. 3-3, White Sox just answered.
I told you that was a big over tonight. That and the Seattle game.
I took it.
Seattle game.
I took it. Yeah, 4-2. Carver, I missed big parlays last night. We did okay last night. Nothing great.
Oh, you did okay. You did all right last night.
It could have been immense. I mean, the thing that we lost, the Detroit game by a half. That was a lot of wood we lost. And then they were giving me the cash out and half the money on LA and Colorado. And I didn't take it. But let me tell you what I do have.
Before you do that, obviously, Mike Carver here with you, along with the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. All right. Before you tell me what you have, let me at least give everybody an update on the most important thing going on tonight, and that's this NBA play-in tournament with the Magic up 32-17 at the end of the first quarter. So how about the Hawks, Joe? Coming out sleepy here in the first quarter, giving you nothing so far. And I think that you were saying as we were coming on air, nothing from Trey. Trey's doing nothing in this game.
From Trey and nothing from Banchero. We took it. I profit boosted the Trey Young 25 points.
I saved it for the late game.
You told me, you texted me earlier, we putting something in.
Yeah, but I didn't say to use the boost for it. I thought we were going to do the boost for the Warrior-Grizzly game, where there was going to be more gas.
I'll go non-boost. Do you have the Trae Young Banchero bet? No, you don't. I could tell. You could care less. You got me involved. I told you the Magic last night would smash them, and instead I took this Banchero and Trae Young.
Well, we're on Banchero and Trae Young. But Trae Young's got no points at the end of the first quarter.
Banchero has no three. With that to right.
Yeah, but he's got 7 points. I didn't know. I thought we were reaching a little bit with his threes, but, you know, he does score. He's getting
You're
volume.
Do this. I thought we were reaching enough. When we went through it last night, you were confident. You were as confident as almost like take back up the truck. It was like, you know, too far ahead to lose. I mean, come on. I'm telling you,
Milwaukee
this right
on the board. Reese Hoskins put ones in the power alley for the Brewers just now.
Carver, Brewers, I need these overs. Can I tell you what
Brewers
I got?
Brewers couldn't get you. Give me all the MLB overs, Joe. Give me everything. Ring them all out.
One parlay. You ready? Over Arizona, Miami, 10.5. Over Boston, Tampa, 12.5. Over 7.5, Houston. And over 11.5, Angels and Rangers. Then another three-teamer. Over Seattle, 11.5. Over Arizona, 10.5. Over 9.5, Houston.
Mm.
Then another one. Over 10.5, A's and White Sox. 4-3. Over 11.5, Angels and Rangers. I like that total later. And I took a shot. You told me you liked the Cubs and Padres. I altered it up to 9.5.
Yeah, I think that they can, I think just like last night, which sailed over, and in fact, I would have got most of the, pretty much all the alts too in that game also, with how many runs they scored. I think that they pump it up again, Joe. You like to pump it up, pump it up. Let's pump it up tonight with the with the Cubs and the Padres.
6-1 Boston.
Wow. Was it Devers? Was it Devers? No.
I don't know. I don't know. 4-3. I really like this over A's and Rangers. Hope I'm right. And then there's one more I got. I altered the Houston line. I not altered it. Excuse me. I got it in game. 6.5 over 11.5 A's and Rangers, and over 11.5 Dodgers and Rockies. That Dodger team left 17 runners on base last night. I mean, you got to be kidding. Every time it was bases loaded, Muncie, Freeman, Betts.
Him.
And meanwhile, that guy McMahon for Colorado, he sucks.
Completely let me down. Total money burn.
Don't bet him. And I'm telling you, that kid.
He's lucky it was a good night. He's lucky it was a good night beside him because he completely let me down. Completely.
That kid Veen. His ass is on the way to be sent down to Sacramento or something. Because that kid's batting .134. I mean, you want to talk about bright lights? Age too bright for that kid? He can't hit.
I'm not going to disagree with you. In fact, it seems like a lot of these young Rocky players, if they're not at Coors Field, I mean, they're batting under 100. I mean, it's just they're having a hard time out there. Real hard time.
Hey, Trey on the board with two. Trey on with two.
About time. I'll tell you one thing. I saw your boy K-Dub just tweeted out. Atlanta, they need Trey to start hammering some threes here. You got to start putting some threes in the pocket. He got to shoot some threes and get things
some
cooking.
Of the belfry, bats in the belfry?
We need to get things moving here. We really need to get things moving with him.
I need this over to come in Texas.
Did you go back to Houston and St. Louis?
I got a good number. I just told you, 6.5.
Joe, you rang off about 9 things there just now with all those games.
Hey, you know what, Carver? When you rang off 50 dingers and I'm supposed to know each guy that comes in, Moniak, Muncie, Freeman,
by the way,
that guy.
He might be on a no-fly zone for a while, too. That Moniak's done nothing recently. He's been another guy. He's been
You're
laying it down.
You're about to take him off the entree? You're taking him off the menu? I might be on him tonight.
I'm off him. Right. I'm not playing him.
All right, good.
He's out of the mix.
No dead money on Mickey Moniak. I put the kid on the mat.
Forget the cognac. Get the Moniak. Look at this. Base is loaded for the A's again here, Joe. 4-3. Top of the second. This is going to be another one of these games tonight. Pump it up. The A's and the White Sox here in Chicago. Pump, pump, pump it up. Big game here, Joe. A lot of runs.
I need these Strohs to convert. You know, you would think after last night's performance, where thankfully Diaz, was it Diaz or Pena that came through in the bottom
Pena.
Of the...
Pena hit you the 3-run homer in the ninth.
Yeah,
for the
Astros.
And I
was watching on ColecoVision. I couldn't tell. It looked like it was out. I was screaming, is it out? Is it out?
I had it on after the show. I was doing some things. I kept the quad box on for a while, and I saw him hit it out. And I said, I think that got Jody over there. That homer. I think he cleared it with that one. So we are...
Right now, we got Smith up for Houston. You said bases loaded. They got first and third.
First and third. My apologies. And this Rooker's up, so maybe we can get this Rooker going as well. We're just getting going here, Joe. It's a Tuesday night on the grid. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Now we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, so the Hawks are trying to make a run, Joe. They're down 14. 42-28, about 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
All right.
Here. Meanwhile, man, nothing in Toronto tonight, huh? 1-1, yeah. Braves and the Blue Jays. There's just nothing happening there. Here comes this Soderstrom again for the A's with two on and two out in Chicago.
Could he hit a home run? That would be great. 6-3, be a nice little
start. Yeah, why not? Why not?
I don't know. You know, last night the stars were aligned for a great night. Just like it was.
I mean,
was
I thought you had a pretty good night. I don't know why. I mean, you sent me one that was a monster. You hit a monster play.
Yeah, but Carvey, I missed a Detroit game by a half.
I know, but you still hit a bomb ticket last night with the alt overs. I mean, what are you upset about?
I want more.
Well, you're greedy. You see, that's the problem. There's so much greed in you that this is the stuff that we deal with.
You know, I was a happy-go-lucky guy before they paired me with you, and then all of a sudden that was it. More, more, more. You know, in the last 4 years, I've just been trying to pile it in, you know?
Here comes your boy, Ellie De La Cruz, with a man on.
Torpedo bat? Torpedo bat?
Torpedo bat. Let's see if he can get a torpedo bat swing on it.
Let me see. Let me see what game I have tonight.
Look who's on the mound for the Angels tonight, Joe. Gas Can City.
Kikuchi
on the mound.
That's why I went after him. Now, is this Florida-Tampa Bay game meaningful or no? Hockey,
not particularly. I believe
Tampa just scored, by the way. So
Florida would need to win tonight, and then I guess have the Lightning lose on Thursday to the Rangers in order to have home ice. I don't think home ice means a lot, Joe, in the NHL anymore. So
all right, okay, you got
2-0 Lightning. 2-0 Lightning.
Got anything in this Baltimore game? I got that on.
Yeah. Yeah. We need Tyler O'Neill. We need Jose Ramirez. We need both of them. So.
All right. Good. What did De La Cruz do? I see first and second.
Yeah. He got on. He walked.
All right. Could we get a 3-run blast now? Could we get a bloop and a blast?
Here comes this Rice-A-Roni for the Yankees. What about him, Joe? We get Rice-A-Roni?
Yeah. What's going on? The wind is blowing out and. Wind's blowing out in Baltimore.
Yeah. Why, someone homer?
No, off the wall. Triple.
For who?
Wind's blowing out for Cleveland.
Yeah. Who on the team, Joe? Hit it. Come on.
I don't know. They're all wearing 42. I can't tell you.
Yeah, that is true. Guess it was Martinez. Definitely wasn't the Nailer. The Nailer's up now.
Broccio.
Oh, yeah, high off the wall. That was Martinez. He was flying around. Yes, they're all wearing 42, Joe. It's Jackie Robinson Day.
I know that. I know what the 42 represents. I got it.
I'm just letting you know. I don't know if you know or not. I'm just asking. I'm just giving you the information.
Come on. Could we
the
get
only number you
right
look
now?
At every day is the over, is the total. That's the only number that you're interested in.
Total and what's in the bank account. That's all I care about. The only two totals I care about.
What about the crypto?
Crypto too. Could the Lux homer? This Luke's?
Lux, Gavin Lux. You want? Yeah, I mean, he could homer.
2-0 Cleveland. 2-0 Cleveland. Guy takes an 0-2 count. Another guy, first and second. Could we put the bat on the ball and put the game in motion here? What is going on? I don't understand.
And Kikuchi blows him that away in the first inning, this Kikuchi. Unbelievable.
Are you gonna talk up now, this Kikuchi? Come on.
I hope not. I need Garcia.
10-1 Arizona. 10-1. They exploded out of a cannon.
How about that? Who hit it? Corbin Carroll with a grand slam. Corbin Carroll.
Could this Lux homer? Could this Lux?
So are you done now? The Miami game's in the barn for you?
Yes, Miami game's in the barn. Over 10.5 in cha-ching. 6-2 to Boston. 6-2. They're still coming for more.
Is it Devers?
No, they got runners on first and second. What's going on? What do we got here? Come on, Lux. Take me home, brother.
3-2 Giants. 3-2 Giants against the Phillies.
In play. I don't have that game tonight.
Stayed away from it, huh?
Yep. I don't believe in that Harper. Come on, base it. Guy's too worried about lattes.
Too worried, man. That was a shot by Carroll. That grand slam was a shot.
Carver, this Lux. He put this ball in play. Yes! Double for Lux. There we go. 4-3.
I haven't seen it yet.
On second and third.
Ruined it for me. I haven't seen it yet.
Ruined it for you. I always ruin it for you.
Wow, little chopper got into left field.
Seeing eye single.
Safe, and he got to second on the bad throw. So what is that, second and third?
Yeah, 4-3. Nobody out.
4-3.
This is it, 4-3, torpedo bats.
This is
Come
it.
Come on, Carver.
Torpedo
Come
bats.
On. Come on, we got a runner on.
Torpedo
in play
bats.
In St. Louis. Is that a blast? A bloop and a blast. This is
All
our
right,
night.
I got this Ramirez coming up on deck for Cleveland. We need him to go yard. Big time. Big time we need him.
I tell you.
Wow, instead it's Kwan. This Kwan hits one deep. That a fair ball? Kwan for Cleveland. That's a fair ball. 4-0. Man, we needed Jose Ramirez next up. 4-0 right. Cleveland.
Come on, show some life. We're on the right side tonight. Tonight's our night.
Tonight's our night. Anything's possible. 47-30 Magic with 6 minutes to go in the half.
Remember Dennis C. Young?
Yeah.
No?
Can this Trey Young start? Six for Young. Banchero doesn't even take threes, Joe. The guy doesn't even take them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
And we're back. Harvard and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. We're here with you on a, what do we got, Joe? Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Turn around on the Tuesday. Grid.
Turn around Tuesday. So, just to get you updated, Joe, with all that, because there was a lot of hooting and hollering when we were going to break.
Yeah, big time.
This Austin Hayes hit the 3-run homer for the Reds, which gave them a 6-4 lead, Joe, right? 6-4 Reds now there. Stephen Kwan hit the 2-run homer for Cleveland. They're up 4-0 on Baltimore. This Alan Roden hit a 2-run shot for the Jays. They now lead Atlanta 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. And here comes this Vlad. And you know what I said to you last night, Joe. You know what's going to happen with this guy tonight.
Three-run blast.
To the upper deck, probably, because I'm not on him tonight. No Vlad. But I'll tell you who I did just jump in on, like last night for you.
Monique!
When I jumped, now this guy I jumped in on last night, and he didn't homer, but I felt like it sparked you in that game and it got you going. And that was the Yordan Alvarez for Houston. Who? What do you got?
Somebody hit a blast in Houston. Is that a base hit?
It's a base lead hit. What a blast.
It was 105 off the bat.
You got to stop with the ColecoVision. You're going to give somebody in their car a heart attack with this stuff. You really are. You have somebody who thinks they got gas going, and you're gonna send them right off. Like I mean, come on, Joe. I mean, honestly, like
Carver, could this Houston breakout? Could they actually? You are on Alvarez.
Well, as I was trying to say to you, I added Yordan last night. He didn't homer, but you got the over. So I just added him again here to homer. Live, got a good price on him at 5-1. Let's go here. Let's go.
Could he hit a home run right now? Two-run blast.
Vlad is such a loser, this Vlad.
What'd he do now?
He's swinging it. He's swinging it now. You know, he's just swinging it.
I think his bat, honestly, he should use the torpedo bat. I feel like he uses a 38 to 40-ounce bat. Don't you feel like his bat's too big? He can't swing it around. It's like a club.
Yeah, who am I to tell the guy what bat he's swinging? Yeah.
Well, when you don't hit a home run in the first 3 weeks of the season, it's a problem, no?
Gave him a lot of money, Alvarez. Too. Base hit for the Phillies. They got two on now, the Phillies.
Is this a base hit for Alvarez?
I hope it's a home run. Man, Joe, you're getting nothing out of this Trey Young. And this Banchero. I mean, they're just getting nothing out of these guys.
Everything is a stress job with these.
At the top of the hour, Joe, 9 o'clock East, we're gonna have to do better with the Grizzlies and the Warriors. We gotta be a little bit more selective. You know, you went right to the top of the menu. You went right to the big guys, and that was it. You know,
I went right to the big guys.
Yeah.
How do you figure that?
Santander hits a three-run homer. See, he's starting to heat up the Santander. Three-run homer for him. 6-1 Jays. 6-1 Jays.
I don't need that game.
Well, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
you went right to, you know, when you walk in the store, and right when you walk in, they've got whatever's on sale on the end cap right there. They're trying to get it all out right at the beginning of this, right at the front of the store. The big display, that's what you did with this Hawk Magic game last night. You saw shiny toys, Paolo Banchero, Trey Young. Let's wrap them up and let's just go. We're not going to shop. We're just going to take the shiny toys at the front of the store. We're going to wrap them up, take them to the register. And that's what we're buying. That's what you did last night with this
that's
magic
what you,
game.
Your Banchero is like part of your vocabulary now.
I never bet this guy.
Trey Young's not in the portfolio night in and night out.
Even there, but I wanted threes. You know, you wanted points.
Guy's got 6 points. I mean, how many?
All
threes
I'm saying is when we do the Warrior Grizzly game at the top of the hour. Can we not this Soto again? You got to be kidding me. Soto again, Joe, heating up. Your boy Soto goes long for the Mets. Go a little bit off menu in the Grizzly Warrior game? Podziemski? Maybe we'll get Podziemski? Get him in?
I'm not even going to answer that.
What's wrong with Podziemski?
You take him every
Carver
week.
Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Joe, the Phillies are not doing it with the long ball, but they're doing it right now. They've got three or four hits in a row here, and then Alec Boehm just gave them the lead. So 4-3 Phillies now in the bottom of the sixth. Meanwhile, the Yankees have two on and two out, down 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Orioles trying to get back in. This Westberg is up now, 4-0 Cleveland, bottom five with a man on. We get it around to Tyler O'Neill for him to homer, maybe. Maybe, Joe. Meanwhile,
would be nice.
The NBA game, 57-41 Magic, 2:25 to go in the half. Trae Young with 10 now. Just hit a three, Joe. 10 for Trae Young.
Should have hit Banchero, the threes, like I told you.
0 for 2 from 3 for Banchero. Nothing going on. Nothing for him. Should have went off menu.
This is what happens, Carver. This is what happens. You know, I'm
Carter Jr.'s got 10 points for them.
Carter Jr.
Yeah.
Vince Carter Jr.
Caldwell Pope's got a three. Caldwell Pope with a three. Had a lot of other options.
Yeah. Guy's hitting into a double play in St. Louis. I can't take this team. Why do I? Every night, with there's certain usual suspects that I just can't stand. I went after the Sonny Gray, even though the over came in. Houston couldn't knock this guy around. And now, you know, like St. Louis, they got... Is this Brown for the Strohs that good? Is this Brown that good?
Huh? No. He's been pretty good, but I don't think he's that great. But he's been good so far this year.
Just need this him Brown. To implode. I need this guy to implode, Carver, you know? I mean, really. Well, I got such a good line here. All right. This is it, you know? Bloop and a blast.
This is it. Bloop and a blast. That's all you can go for. I saw you. You had a lot of tweets today, Joe. You know that?
Yeah.
You did a lot of tweeting.
Well, I was I upset the Ole Miss fan base today. So,
well, what'd you do? You spelled the guy's name wrong. Is that what you upset everybody about?
No. And it was autocorrect. I spelled Kiffin's name right, and then it changed it to EN as opposed to I.
Jackson, didn't you have JACKSON for Jackson?
Again, I had it, no, in the same part of the tweet.
But that's not why they were really upset. They weren't really upset.
No, they were upset because I said to you what I told you last night. I said to Ben, and, you know, I said, what's the difference between Matt Corral and Jackson Dart? Wow. You know, different system. He didn't, you know, play with Kiffin. Meanwhile, the kid that did that is an Ole Miss guy. Matt Corral did play with Lane Kiffin. He led his team to a bowl.
That year they played it, played Baylor in the Baylor Sugar Bowl.
But I'm not going to get into it, right? I was on air, number one, you know, and the, you know, I didn't want to, he was a younger guy. I didn't want to get into it with the guy.
Get into it with everybody, Joe. I don't get younger guy, older guy, this guy, that guy. You give everybody the business on there.
So then I said, Matt Luke, that hack, Matt Luke, that was the coach. No, it was Jeff Lebby. Jeff Lebby was the actual OC. Matt Luke was the head coach, right? So again, are we going to nitpick? Okay. Meaning if he was in Matt Luke's system, right, as the head coach, and he could perform in anything, because I think Matt Luke was a terrible head coach. That's besides. Yeah. And I put up the stats, okay? Corral, 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, had 11 rushing touchdowns in his senior year in Oxford, had 8 more rushing touchdowns than Jackson Dart. Oh, but you didn't watch football. You didn't watch the guys. I told one guy. I guarantee you I bet on more Jackson Dart games than you have in your career. All right? So don't start and tell me I didn't watch the game. Oh, did you see what he did against Georgia? He threw for 199 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Then the guy comes back. Oh, it was a monsoon. All right, it was rain. But what did he do in the second half against Florida? Oh, the guys dropped pass. But what did he do in the second half against LSU? Yeah, you only look at the negatives. All right, so then you know what? What do you do against Furman and Georgia Southern? I mean, come on. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? I'm not allowed to give my opinion? That's the problem with these fan bases. You go against their guy, that's it. You don't know what you're talking about. Come on.
Chop.
You feel strong?
Chop.
You feel strong? Chop.
Chop.
Where's Nico now? Chop. Where's Nico now?
Bam. Bam. Pow.
Smish.
Now, how did all this begin? Was it because you said, what's the difference between them? Or was this a draft point with Jackson Dart?
No.
What was this?
No, I just said for all the draft guru, Because you get like Orlovsky. Remember Orlovsky last year? Oh, best quarterback in the draft class is Drake May. I wouldn't say I would sit him for 2 years, but I think it's Drake May. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. Where's Jane Daniels now? Head and shoulders above where Drake May is. Guru.
Head and shoulders.
Now he says Jackson. Action, Jackson. Where's the quality road win for Jackson Dart? Oh, he beat up on South Carolina. Okay, after the fact. South Carolina was terrible when he played them.
Sounds like you don't believe he's a first-round talent, Joe.
I thought Matt Corral was a first-round talent. He didn't even get a lick in the NFL. If you didn't like Matt Corral, you can't like Jackson Dart. That's the bottom line. I said it, not you. And guess what? I was right about Will Levis. I was right about Trey Lance. I was right about Jaden Daniels. Me! I said it.
You're talking your position. That's okay.
New podcast. I said it with Joe Nisi. Me!
You're talking your position. There's nothing wrong with that. Talking your position.
And, you know, I try to get a little cute. Don't let the hair fool you. You know what I mean? Meaning like East Coast guy, you know, you can't talk college football with the Southerners, you know. Then they started coming at my parents. I said, all right.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, came out old Pops.
I said,
Pops might like it. You want me to give you his number?
I didn't see it get that personal. Yeah, I don't know it got personal. That.
Yeah, I blew him a kiss, and then he came back with the parents. Mm. All right. I can't handle.
So I feel like sometimes sometimes you just got to let some of these people go. You shouldn't engage sometimes.
I like to engage.
But you're doing a lot of engagement today. I don't know. You were engagement farming. I don't know what you were up to today.
Engagement.
You were doing a little engagement farming.
Engagement for me.
You had a lot to say today on X. A lot to say.
I didn't say it. And here's the other
corner for Dominguez.
Is it? Can you root this Houston game in? One more thing.
Can we get Yordan?
Can I set the record straight?
Sure.
These people on Twitter. You're bashing the kid. I bash the football aspect. I'm not bashing the kid about how he's nice, whether he's a good kid, whatever. I don't bring families involved. I'm not bashing the kid derogatory in any way. I'm talking about how he is on the football field. If you can't handle that, right, how are you going to handle making it on a sit? Remember Glengarry Glen Ross? You know what it takes to sell real estate? You got ABC. It, guy. That's it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Home run for Matt Olson for the Braves. It's now 6-2 Toronto. Here comes the Squan again as Cleveland scored a bunch of runs and it gets through. They'll get another one. 6-0 Cleveland. 6-0 wow. Cleveland. Here comes Altuve with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the fourth.
Come on, Altuve. Come on. Sit dead, Ray.
Turn
kid.
Off. How about you turn? Let's try something new. Turn off the ColecoVision and let me tell you what happened.
All right.
Now, continuing to talk about now one. Well, let me give you the update from the NBA game, which, by the way, is a snoozer so far. In it, They go to the half. Hawks are down 14, 61-47 at the half. Trae Young with 10. Vaccaro with 9, no threes. This Wendell Carter leads the Magic with 10 points. This Niang has 8 for the Hawks. Ogunquu has 7 as well for them. But we're not getting what we need, Joe, in terms of stats in that game. Top of the hour, we'll do something with the Warriors and the Grizzlies.
Ringing the bell early. Well, what happened?
Who ringing the bell early for who?
I don't know. I saw your tweet, 3-run blast in Oakland.
Before. Tyler, don't call me Tommy Soderstrom. Got one.
You know, can you ring the bell for Altuve? Can you ring the bell for Altuve?
How about he gets a single and then Yordan Alvarez rings the bell?
Can we get runs? Slam. I don't care how we get them. Can we just get runs?
Sure. Can we hit this Kikuchi around two in Texas? Can we hit him around a little bit?
Yeah, I have over 10.5 if you want to add to that. Oh, wow.
Flyball. Oh, wow. Awful camera work by these guys in Texas. Awful camera work.
Oh, when you do it, though, and so you had somebody in their car swerve off the road because they were on the over in Texas. Come on, man.
What happened here? What, they walk the Ramirez? Man, Joe, I just can't have it.
We got a hit. You see, you're not watching Altuve, and he lied.
Did you turn it off?
No, he flied out.
I'm still looking at him. He just took a strike.
Bases loaded. We're gonna leave guys on again.
I still have him
again.
Hanging tough. Yeah. I have him hanging tough here.
Hanging tough. He's hanging he's on a
up.
Ledge.
He's still
he's
up.
Hanging
he's got
on
two
a ledge
count.
Right now.
Oh, now he flew out.
Oh, man. Come on.
He actually gave it as a lazy flyball.
Yeah, he gave it a whirl.
He didn't even hit it hard.
There we go.
He didn't even hit it hard. He didn't even give you a chance.
You're giving participation trophies
to
these guys.
Once again, like I said, you got a lot of tweets today. And then I saw you were, I don't know, I guess happy or upset that Jalen Ramsey doesn't want to be a Dolphin anymore. You were good with that?
I think Jalen Ramsey's past his prime. I think he sucks. How about that?
I agree. Oh, I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree.
So, you know, and I heard this on, I was in the gym. Oh, you know, maybe the Bills would take a run at Jalen Ramsey.
No shot. He's owed $25 million guaranteed this season.
Yeah.
Bills aren't
Ain't the Jalen Ramsey where, he was locked down. He's washed up. He don't want to tackle. And the only highlights he has are against the New England Patriots and Las Vegas Raiders, two garbage teams that he actually dominated. Big deal. I don't want him on the team. And hopefully what's next is they fire McDaniel and Greer, and maybe we can move on. I'll take anybody. I tweeted out, give me Brian Flores back. At least we have a coach with some stones. I mean, give me a break. Really, this team is completely gutless. What do you say? Am I wrong? Yeah. What? What did I say now to offend somebody?
You didn't defend anybody. I would say, it seems like, you want them to strip it down, but yet the GM kind of makes it think that he's still got a playoff caliber team this year. That's what he's.
We got a wide receiver. We don't know if the situation that plays out with the domestic dispute, what's going to happen with that. He's half checked out. Tua can't stay in for a 17-game season. The only thing we have is potentially a handful of running backs that can run the football. Our offensive line with Armstead is pretty good. Outside of that, we have nothing. Our defense sucks. They got rid of our emotional leader from the locker room a couple of years ago, Christian Wilkins. And our defense has no heart. We can't stop anybody when it matters. And our coach can't beat anybody with a 500 or more winning record. He sucks. And honestly, he drives me absolutely crazy with his press conferences and how he just coddles these guys, okay?
Anything else?
I don't know. We're not going
sounds
anywhere.
Like you want. Sounds like you want to strip it down. You want to strip it down.
Yeah, can we get something for Tua? Could we get some? I'd rather start with Jimmy Garoppolo and a bunch of backups. Give me Jameis. Can we trade with
tonight?
Can we trade
tonight
with the Giants
tonight? This Harper homers tonight. This Harper hits one out. Can
now
Schwarber hit one?
And that, now you see, you're completely off base tonight. You know, I need you. Let me put the game on. Take the Houston game off, please. I need to have a run here. And you're holding me back tonight. All about you again.
Should have played Harper against Verlander. I know this. He didn't hit it off Verlander, but he should have been on my card.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I need...
Can Schwarber get one?
Nah, he can't. Now what? Every time I turn on in this game, there's runners on base in St. Louis. Could we actually crack through? If we get one, we could get four. If we get one, we could get four. Don't talk it down. Talk it in. Tell
Don't
me where I'm wrong. Give me Gardner Minshew. I'd rather start with Gardner Minshew and a bunch of has-beens, and maybe we can get back to basics. Give me a coach. Give me a coach with some stones.
Harvard and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Cardinals have first and third, Joe, but this, I mean, just a soft line out to short by this Jordan Walker. So it's now first and third with two outs.
Hey.
Fordham.
Yeah, I need two outs. You're killing me. I doubled that. Can we get this guy Brown again with the 0-2 count? Like, man, these guys just taking strikes. We got second and third. You want to give a shout out to Eddie's girlfriend over there? You see Eddie in the chat there?
I don't have the chat open right now.
Yeah, I'll give her a shout out. He goes, his girlfriend, Britt, don't call me Brian McCann. You believe this? I gave you the shout out. All right. Could we get a double? Could we get a
Britt,
double?
Don't call me Brian McCann. That's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one.
Could I
imagine that? She didn't like listening to us at first.
No, maybe she just realized that we were taking away Eddie's time. That could be, you know?
Nah.
No, you don't. You don't think she liked the
I don't know.
You don't think? Why? Maybe she didn't like you. Maybe she liked me, but she didn't want to say it. And this guy Gorman again. This guy Gorman. Man. Let me tell you what a hack this guy is. Three straight.
He made out again. He made out again.
Struck out. This guy.
Yeah. What's he doing here? I'm watching the at bat. Second and third, two out. I mean, this is gutless, Joe. About as gutless as it gets. Oh, swing and a miss. Just all air. This Brown just pumping it past him here. All right, Yordan's coming up, Joe. Yordan will save us. Get the spark rolling for you. Hopefully it's Yordan.
What do you mean Yordan's coming up? The inning's over.
Yeah, he's coming up for the Astros in the next inning.
So what? So we get some.
I got him to homer. Let's go.
It's all about you. Say this is the problem.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
This is the problem. You know, you're zigging when you should be zagging. Would they shut the faucet off in Chicago? 5-3 after two, and all of a sudden the faucet got shut off. They tightened it up with the wrench.
You got a lot of outs left in that game. Don't you? You got to have a lot of outs left.
Got to get down with a lot of outs. I'm so aggravated right now. Because we got first and third in Texas. Again, 0-2. Could these guys work a count? Could they work a count? Whatever happened to the guy with the shoulder in? Could they lean in and take one for the team? They don't do that anymore, right? Lean in, crowd the plate.
Eventually, it's going to be on for you. Because guess what? If it doesn't go well in the early slate, you got the late night slate, the bailout blowout. Padres, Cubs.
What is this, Hawaii, UAB?
The bail, the late night bailout blowout.
What is this?
Add
Hawaii,
on
total,
get it all back in one swing. This Bregman again. He hit two homers. This Bregman.
See, you got punched right
two
in the belly
for this Bregman.
You see, you got nothing left. Punched right in the belly. See,
how do I got nothing left?
You
I got plenty of
day.
Opportunities out there.
I'm taking Moniak tonight. I'm telling you this right now. I'm taking
that guy's
Moniak.
A hump. He's no shot.
Yeah, he can't be any worse than your guy McCann, who sucked last night.
Who?
McCann. McMahon.
McMahon.
Excuse me.
McMahon.
Yeah. I got McCann on the brain now.
All right, let's load up, Joe, with the Cub-Padre game. What do you say?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Let's load up on the Cub-Padre game. Let's get you in on something here. What do you want to put it with? We got to do something with the Warriors-Grizzlies, too, when we come back.
All right.
Late-night NBA game.
Sure.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.